And so as a doctor then, with that background, you must have had an eye out for the paranormal. Did you ever have an experience yourself that you would put in that category or that you can't explain rationally?
Oh, you know, in medicine, you see strange things. And you're always dealing with people who are dying, have died, are about to die.
Huh.
And I worked in a hospital in Hawaii. You know, Hawaii is kind of it's a very spiritual place. People seem in tune with the afterlife and ghosts and things because there are a lot of people there who believe in this stuff. I worked in a hospital that had, it was a Catholic hospital, and one of the nurses there was also a nun. And it was very creepy. Every so often, she would walk into somebody's room and bless them and walk out.
Yes.
And I asked somebody, how come she did it with that patient? And they said, when she gives that blessing, she knows they're going to die. This woman, this nurse knew. And I'm not talking she was an angel of death. It's just that she had this ability to know somebody was going to come in and was not going to make it.
Mm.
And she would make sure they got their blessing ahead of time. Now, part of it is that, you see somebody and you think, they're pretty sick. Of course they're going to die. But she did it a couple times to people who were perfectly healthy. She just had this sense. I asked her once, and she said, I can smell it. I can smell when somebody's going to die.
Wow.
And she couldn't explain. She just says they smell like death. There was a room on one particular ward in that same hospital. They tried never to put patients in that room. That room pretty much stayed empty until they got loaded to the gills, and they had to put people in there.
Yes.
And the reason was the room was haunted, according to the nurses. Again and again, they would have patients who were in that room who would wake up, would call, ring the call button and say, who is that person standing over my bed? And the person that they would see would be a man in a hospital gown. That was a ghost. I never saw the ghost. I kept going in there looking for the ghost, never saw it. But it
still,
was so
when common. You have experiences like that, with the one you just described with the nurse, how can you not be spiritual to some degree? In other words, have enough doubts that you're not just an agnostic, but kind of a spiritual person. It almost sounds as though you are in some ways. I mean, you tell these stories, and it has to have affected you.
I'm curious. I'm agnostic about ghost stories as well. I'm waiting to see one myself. I'm open-minded enough to know that there are things out there we cannot explain, and that the idea of the haunted room in which patients again and again seem to have experienced the same thing.
Yes.
On the other hand, what if they're getting checked in and the nurse happens to say, "Oh, you're in the haunted room." You know, that's going to affect
suggestion.
What they dream about.
Yeah, suggestion, I'm sure. But you wouldn't think that a nurse or anybody else in the hospital would admit to any patient they're going into a haunted room.
You would think not, but you never know. I mean, there may be a volunteer comes in, and it's just hard to know why this particular thing happens. It may be that a lot of patients wake up with hallucinations of seeing something in the room because they're in an unfamiliar room, and the nurses just happen to remember that it was this particular room that happened more than once, and it became legend, and it became, embellished over the years.
All right, maybe. But going back again to your first story and that sister.
Yes.
That has to affect you.
Well, again, there could be a logical explanation for that as well. Is it that she's just a very, very good clinician and, that she has an instinct? There is something that she is picking up on. Maybe she is able to see that they're a little paler than usual, or there is something about them that looks preterminal. And the other thing that's interesting is that people who have cancer do give off a certain odor. This is what I've heard that dogs are actually used sometimes,
huh.
Because they're such, they have such acute senses of a scent that they can, and I don't know what the scientific investigation on this is, but I have heard stories that sometimes dogs can detect when somebody is suffering from cancer.
Well,
is it possible that this particular nurse had a, an advanced olfactory system? Who knows?
Possibly. Certainly, it has been proven that dogs know when their owners are coming home. They did this experiment that ran on one of the primetime news shows where they kept cameras on dogs. Then they'd have the owner start home at unusual time of day, and inevitably, and every time, the dog would know the owner's on the way and start rushing the door and, you know, getting agitated and waiting for the owner. They knew the owner was on the way. Now,
I don't know how to explain that except ESP.
Well, I don't either, but it may mean that animals do have some senses that go beyond ours, it would seem.